90.9 KLRC. Good morning. 614. It's Mark and Christy. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I heard a rumor that you went to the Harley store yesterday.
I did.
You haven't started your class yet, right?
No, I take it April 29th and the 30th and 31st. Okay. Like a three-day deal, like 2.5 days.
Okay.
I mean, it's legit training. It's no joke.
I mean, if they're taking 3 days, they're going to make sure you know what you know.
And you're in a classroom the first day, and then the second day they put you on the bike, and the third day. And so I'm pretty pumped up about it.
So yesterday, was yesterday the fitting?
Yes. They just hooked me up with some gear. I think they really want me to be protected. I think they may have a little bit of a fear factor going on.
Maybe. Legitimate.
They need to make sure. I think they realized maybe how squirrel, what is it, you know, how kind of I can space out some time and
a little bit
randomly go often in different directions.
Yes.
And so they're just like, we need to protect this girl. We're talking, well, there's several different things I got. I'm pretty excited. But I got a lot of people staring at me.
I bet you did.
During the fitting, like just, you know, looking at jackets and stuff, I feel like they knew I didn't really fit in quite well yet. Like they knew I wasn't a regular, basically.
Quite embodied the biker chick vibe, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Like you see the legit bikers in there walking around and just perusing, like they've done this, they've been, they know what they're looking for. And then they see me over there.
A little bit of a rookie.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't answer yet, because I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later on, next hour. But I really want to know if you got chaps.
I'll answer that question a little bit, Mark.
All right, so we'll get to that. Plus, a positive different story of the day today. Mama says it's a miracle. The doctors say it's a miracle. I agree. We'll tell you about it. It's coming up.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy. 90.9
KLRC.
Ready for some good news?
We are too.
Here's your positive difference story of the day.
All right. So little Sori was about the size of a Coke can when she was born.
Oh my goodness.
Right? Just imagine. The doctors gave her basically less than a 4% chance of surviving. And 6 months later, she's healthy and thriving. Her mom, who has basically lived with her in the NICU for the last 6 months, got to finally bring her home on Monday. She was born at 23 weeks and 2 days. She weighed 12 ounces.
Wow.
12 ounces. A Coke can.
A Coke can. Right? Yeah.
They said her feet were the size of a quarter. Mom was induced to save mom's life and her baby because of an infection she got in October. Doctors say they didn't even know if there was enough lung formed for her to survive. The neonatologist on her care team said they even had a challenge just to try to get her nutrition because her veins were so small they literally couldn't even get an IV. Her throat was so small they couldn't use a tube. The smallest diapers they had were too big for her.
Wow. I mean,
she's just this tiny little miracle. She spent 6 months in the hospital, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter, all passed in the NICU. She had never even before Monday been outside or felt the sunshine before. But weighing in at 10 pounds now, breathing on her own, pretty active little girl, drinking her own food and bottle with mom. She made it home on Monday, which is so awesome.
Wow.
Her respiratory therapist has watched her go from intubation to breathing on her own. She said she really is a miracle. In fact, the nurses helped pack things up, get ready for everybody to go home. They had a big send-off. They did the whole tunnel of love thing when she left the hospital, which is pretty cool. Mom says prayer has been her saving grace. She said it's been pretty hard, as you can imagine, but with some faith and some hope, we got through it. And my little daughter, she said, she's a fighter. She's tiny but mighty. That's so awesome.
That's precious. It's incredible.
Miraculous? That is our positive difference story of the day.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
All right, so what, countdown on now? Would you say like less than 2 weeks?
Yeah, let me look. Okay, a week and a half.
Till you do your biker chick class? I know there's a better name for it.
I mean, it's going to be me and maybe one other biker chick. I think the rest of them are biker dudes.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's what you call dudes on bikes, right? Like you biker call them dudes.
Yeah.
You don't say biker man.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I think.
So you guys are all taking this class
yes.
at the Pig Trail, Harley Davidson, to learn how to ride a motorcycle.
That's right.
Okay.
And so yesterday I went to Harley Davidson.
Okay. It's
Pig Trail Harley Davidson in Rogers and got to get some gear. And I think.
Because you don't want to show up, you know, totally out of sync.
No, I don't want to show up in, you know, my yoga pants and t-shirt.
I mean, I guess why not?
On the bike. But yeah. And I feel like the other people in the store knew I didn't belong. Just based on my reaction to the gear.
Okay.
Because I loved the gear. And I
can
feel
see
like
you loving the gear.
Yeah. I feel like there's this inner biker chick that's always been there within me, like dormant for 45 years.
And it's come to life.
And she's starting to come out and it feels good.
Okay. So I don't even know. Like, what all is the gear? I mean, I get it, a helmet.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Sherita. She works there at Harley Davidson, and she basically was helped me because it was obvious I needed help.
Okay,
I was sidetracked by this beautiful little blonde dog.
Of course, you were.
Was in there. A woman was walking around with a puppy.
You would
so
be
of
the
course,
one who would go to the bike store and be like, "Oh, they got a dog."
Yeah, which made the whole experience even better. But so Sherita, I'm talking to her, and I'm like, "Girl, I have no clue.
Yeah.
I need your help." And I know she was thinking, absolutely, you need my help. And so let's do something here. So I'm thinking I want something mean and tough. And then she takes me over to the boots.
Okay.
And she picks out these kind of...
You can't just wear...
Yeah, I can't wear my flip-flops or my running shoes.
Yeah, it's okay. All right.
And so we pick out these really cool. They're sporty and they're tough, okay. But they're also feminine. They're like a pinkish.
Okay. All right.
Type.
So you got boots.
Yeah. So I got boots, and we picked out a really cool biker jacket.
Uh huh.
Tried on several.
Is it like real tough biker?
Yeah, it's tough, but it's got style.
Okay.
And I'm looking at Sherita, and Sherita looks like a legit biker. Like, she's got cool all over her, right? And so I'm trying to study her. What do I need to do to be as cool as Sherita?
Yeah.
I'm still working on that.
Okay.
I'm trying to get there.
So you got boots.
Yeah.
And you got a jacket.
Yes. And a helmet.
Okay.
So the helmet is a defogger. Like,
because
you're breathing a lot with the shield on.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what you call it. The cover that goes over your eyes.
That thing. Yes.
The windshield, okay. But not windshield.
The windshield.
Yeah. And there's like goggles. You literally press a button and they pop down.
Oh.
Yeah. It's high tech. Good stuff. And I told her, I was like, it's good that's a defogger. I know personally I have a lot of hot air that's what
so
I've been told.
Need the defogger,
so I need the defogger.
Helmet. Okay. All right. That's fair.
So we got the helmet.
You got a helmet, the boots,
the jacket.
The jacket. Did you get chaps?
You know it. You know I did. Yes. But I will tell you something about those chaps.
Okay.
I couldn't, like, I've never put on chaps, and it literally took me probably 20 minutes to do it. It was a workout. I was sweating just to get one leg of these things on, and Sherita had to help me with the other leg. And I was like, I'm just going to have to sleep in these the night before class.
To get ready. So you don't
because there's no way I will be able to get to class on time because I'm going to be working on these
chaps. You don't want to be late to class.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm imagine. Is there a picture of you?
Yes, there's plenty of pictures and video. And I know we'll put something up on the Morning Show Facebook page soon enough. But
so you're there with chaps. You got your biker jacket.
Yep.
You got your boots.
Yep.
You got that fancy schmancy helmet.
Yes.
With your windshield.
Yeah. And after walking around the Harley store with all of this on, including my helmet,
uh-huh.
And I was shopping with my helmet on, and I realized no one else is shopping with their helmet on. Maybe I should take it off. So I'm pretty sure they knew
probably
I didn't
idea.
Belong.
You think?
But I'm going to.
You will get there.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Mark, you went on your anniversary dinner last night.
We did.
25 years. How about it?
Pretty fun.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was fun. Tried a new place, which was always fun.
Yeah.
Food was amazing. So all that kind of fun stuff.
Well, I have a question. You said you were going to make your final decision together last night about where you are going to go. You've been saving up all this money.
To try to go on a trip.
Yeah, to celebrate 25 years. Did you make a decision?
Can't decide. I think so. I think we did.
What do you mean, I think? What does that mean?
We haven't booked it yet, but we're there. I think we know where we want to go.
So where's the place?
Because we got all these amazing suggestions.
Yeah.
And the place we kept coming back to was Costa Rica.
Okay.
I think we're going to try it. There's where you can actually go and stay in the rainforest in the jungle. It's we could see a sloth.
That'd be kind of cool. Yes.
So that is plan A. We got to get all the little details figured out.
Okay.
But the deal is, Tiff was like, as long as we can have a list of things that we can do over the next 25 years. I was like, okay. Because she was like, there's so many other good ideas. Like people brought up the Banff, Canada thing. She's like, that's really fascinating.
Right.
Iceland, she is all in on. And you know, I mean, it's going to take us 25 years to save up for some stuff.
Okay.
But I was like, all right, okay, we can do that. We can have some dreams for the next 25 years.
I have to say, which anniversary was it where you had saved up for Italy? How many years?
20 years.
You saved up for 20 years.
Yep.
So that is just incredible to me.
So this one will be, this will be kind of fun, I think, to go. And they have some amazing hikes and stuff like that. So it'll be good.
That, I hope. I'm so glad you've come to a decision.
It's all settled.
And I know it's going to be amazing. And I will be praying that she sees a sloth.
that's it.
For sure.
That's the ultimate goal.
Well,
sloths.
I've got a little test for you.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, you could be out to dinner, which you all were last night. You can look around. You can see couples. Some couples look like they don't really want to talk to each other. They don't really have anything to say. They don't really want to be there.
Yeah.
And then you see the couples that have been married, like the two of you, for 25 years and are still engaging in conversation.
After 25 years.
Yes.
Right.
And so I just want to see if you can pass this little test. This is something, these are healthiest relationships exhibit these qualities.
Okay.
Long-lasting, happy, healthy relationships.
So all right. Let's see how we do.
I want to ask you, do you express appreciation daily? Do you do that?
Okay. I would give us a B+ on that.
Okay.
I think that's a strength, actually.
Okay.
Gratitude's a super big deal in our family. It's kind of a core value for us. And so from the beginning, I think that's something we've tried to really be intentional about.
Okay.
The way you say it, even writing it, doing things. So we don't by any means nail it perfectly, but and Tiff's really good about, I still have cards from 10, 15 years ago where she's written something that she really appreciated. And I'm like, really, really meaningful.
Okay. So you hold on to those.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things is to send a little text in the middle of the day. It's not just, how are you doing? But it might just be, hey, thanks for doing this. Or I value this about you. So
y'all do that every day?
Not every day, but pretty regularly.
Yeah.
So give us a B+.
Well, you passed on that one. I would give that an A+.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What about fighting fairly? Like you throw a dish at her, does she throw you, allow her to throw a dish back at you?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay. I would say we've learned a lot in the 25 years. I'd say we've gone from a D to a B.
Okay.
In that.
Fighting fairly.
And the goal is an A because it's huge.
Which one of you had to learn how to fight fairly the most?
I did. Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think it was me really understanding how she needs to work something out. Because I'm such a, I could have been a lawyer. I love the idea of debating it out.
Yeah.
It's not even because I want to argue with you. I want you to understand what I'm thinking and I'll probably shape it based on what you say. I just want to hash it out. That is not at all how she's wired. And it took us a while to kind of figure out, hey, what you need is for us to kind of process it like this. And yes, I need to be able to talk it out, but I also need to be able to say it in a way that doesn't feel like we're in court. So but I think we've gotten a lot better. I really do. But man, early on, like there were too many court battles. And who was it? Gary Oliver? Dr. Gary Oliver says that conflict is the pathway to intimacy. It's that idea of like, man, you got to like learn how to figure it out and walk through it, because that's when you get the connection. You're like, man, yeah, we figured this out. We're more connected now because we got through this.
So. Yeah, and that sounds so opposite of what you would think. Conflict is the pathway to intimacy.
Totally.
Those are really good.
So yeah, I'd give us a D early on, but we definitely have gotten better.
Okay.
I'd give us a B.
Okay. So, well, I've got some more questions for you coming up.
All right. Sounds good.
Uplifting and encouraging the positive difference. 90.9 KLRC.
Okay, Mark, you had your 25th anniversary dinner yesterday.
Yes.
Or yesterday evening.
We finally decided.
Made a decision on your big trip.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to go to Costa Rica.
Which is amazing.
That's plan A anyways.
See a sloth.
Yes, that's the goal.
Be super fun.
Is to go to the rainforest and see a sloth.
Well, I have some more questions for you because, you know, earlier we were talking about...
Is this your quiz again?
Yeah, the healthiest and happiest couples.
See how we're doing?
What this looks like. And I asked you... Do you express appreciation daily? You are pretty good at that.
We're getting
little texts to each other throughout the day. You fight fairly.
Learning.
Didn't
for sure.
always.
No. And yeah. We're still learning, but yes, absolutely.
Okay. So I have a few others. Let's see if you can pass this little test. Do you ask for what you need? I know from a female perspective, a lot of times we expect the man to know what we need.
The mind reading
You
thing?
Should know.
I think I definitely had some of that when we got married, for sure. Maybe a lot of that.
Like you felt that towards her, like she should know what you need?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't, I'm such a, like I'm always thinking. It's one of those, like in my mind, oh, we figured that out, or you should know this. And I'm like, no, I actually haven't said this. You know, I've said it in my mind 1,000 times. I didn't actually say it to you. We didn't actually talk about it. So then you can build expectations. And you're like, well, wait a minute here.
Right.
So now I think we're definitely getting better at that.
Okay.
I'd say she's better at than I am.
Just verbalizing it,
just
expressing.
Saying, hey, yes, like, here's what I need. I think my insecurity kind of got in the way of that, too. Where I was like, oh, is it okay to ask for this or feel this way?
Right.
But definitely over 25 years, we've learned to just, and you get to know the person well enough. You know, but I still don't know all that she needs.
Yeah.
And she's changing as a human, right? She's growing. So, I think but... We're getting there. Like, I think we figured some things out for sure.
Well, I think that's just so important to be able to verbalize it and ask what you need. And I think a trap I know I used to fall into that I've learned over the years, and this doesn't come easy, but because you don't ask what you need and you think they know what you need and you measure their love for you based on their inability to know what you need.
It
shouldn't have anything to do with that. It doesn't mean they don't love you any less. They just, they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. That's really, really good.
Okay. Here's another one.
Okay.
This is feel free. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but it might be a little personal. You make time to snuggle. Do you guys do that?
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan.
You know, all the definitions of snuggling. But here's the thing. And part of it is, you know, when they talk about the love languages, I'm definitely a physical touch person. So I'm oriented that way anyways. Literally one of my favorite things to do. A lot of times we'll watch either a show or maybe a little bit of the news together.
Uh-huh.
I would say probably 4 or 5 times, 6 times out of the week, we'll sit and I'll just hold her hand and we'll watch something.
Oh.
And I love it. Like in my mind, like we're going to do this until I take my last breath. Like it's.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it really does. I've read some of the research stuff that says, you know, what it does for your, was it oxytocin?
Yeah. Oxytocin.
That kind of stuff.
The love hormone.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I guess that's why I like this so much.
Yeah.
So.
Physical touch releases that oxytocin. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. They say if you kiss a day, like with your partner, 10 seconds or less. 10 seconds, no, it's
Was it 10 minutes? Is that what you said?
No. No. Seriously, if you kiss for 10 seconds, 5 to 10 seconds each day, okay. Like it seems like that is not a long time, but supposedly that makes a huge impact, so.
All right. I'm texting it to my wife right now.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Last one, real quick. Do you forgive and move on, or do you say you forgive, but it still kind of stays back there in the back of your mind?
All right. That's been a big one because we've had plenty to forgive in 25 years, right? A lot of mistakes.
I know she has.
Right?
Plenty to I'd forgive say you.
We definitely, I know we've both been in that place where like, I don't know that I want to do this anymore. That really hurt. So you have to learn to forgive. I don't know how you survive. I think that's the part where if Jesus doesn't become part of your relationship, I don't know how you do it at all. This is one of those things she's taught me a ton about. I think she's a lot better at it than I am. And the part of it is because it's not so much about forgiving her. It's, I don't move on for myself. I just sit there and beat myself up over like, that shouldn't have happened. We could have avoided that. You know, it should be better than this kind of thing. Yeah. And she's so good about just grabbing my shoulders, looking me in the eye like, we're going to move on. It's okay.
Right.
Like, I'm in this with you. You're in it with me. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
So, Mark, I got to say, I really appreciate just your honesty, your vulnerability. Just talking about, you know, we've been sharing earlier this morning about the healthy habits of relationships. And then you've let me ask you some pretty, you know, tough questions about you and Tiff and if now this is what you do in your relationship.
Old married couple.
Yeah, you just celebrated 25 years. You know, there's something to that. You've been doing some things right, for sure, to hang in there for 25 years. And
learning a lot.
We've been talking about expressing appreciation daily. These are what healthy couples
do. These are the habits. These are habits of the healthy, habits of the happiest and healthiest couples.
And healthiest couples. They fight fairly. And they ask for what they need.
That can be tough. Yep.
And so here's one. I've got a question for you.
You have more? Okay.
Do you speak each other's love language? Like, do you do that?
I definitely, early on, somebody introduced us to the whole Gary Chapman thing, which I think was really helpful to, like, she's a gift giver. And she's great at it and it means something to her. So I've kind of tried to learn that even sometimes little things like a little coffee can go a long way.
Okay.
You know,
is that the works of service or the
acts of service is another one.
Acts of service. Okay.
Quality time. That's a big one for her too. Like I'm a totally words of affirmation person. She sent me a text message yesterday morning, made my day. You don't have to do anything else for our anniversary. Like I'm good. Like those, you know, those kind of things. So yeah, I think we've learned then the biggest thing is, you know, we have different ones. And so like, it's really easy for me to give words of affirmation because that's something really important to me. And I'm like, that's not really what's most meaningful. And she's thankful for them. But,
but that's not
I've
got to
learn
to
those
her.
Things. I'm like, oh, wait, no, like a gift, quality time, those kind of things, acts of service, like that's going to matter. A whole lot.
I heard a guy say one time, he's a pastor, and he said one of the greatest things you can do for your spouse is study your spouse. Like study them. Like you would study something, any other subject that you're totally into.
That's really good.
Study them.
That's really, really
and
good.
So, but here's a question for you.
Okay.
And this is on the list, and I wouldn't have expected this, but I think it's right on too. Do you create boundaries, healthy boundaries in your relationship?
I think so.
This could be
like,
emotional.
What does that mean? Okay.
Yeah, like emotional boundaries.
Yeah.
Even physical boundaries and digital boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that one. I'm definitely learning because you know everybody's different. Like I don't mind social media stuff. I kind of tend to live a little open book. You kind of have to when you do this job that we do. She's not that way. She's been really gracious to a lot, but like. She would be perfectly fine if nothing was ever posted ever about her and didn't have, you know, she'd be fine without a social media account, those kind of things.
So do y'all talk about that?
Yes. I still definitely, I still catch myself sometimes. I'm like, you know what? We should probably talk about this first. Just to make sure I honor her really well.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
Speaking to that, like talking about the hard stuff. So to me, this that was another quality of healthy marriages was they're willing. You're willing to talk about the hard stuff. You know, a good friend of mine, she said she and her husband, I mean, they've been married at this point for about 10 years. She said they never fight. Wow. And I thought, that's so weird to me. To me, that feels like there's not a lot of intimacy, emotional intimacy, because...
I mean, I guess that like you just like that perfectly matched and you're just a... See, to me, like, I don't know, you put two people in the mix, especially for a decent amount of time, stuff's going to come up.
Yeah, it feels like you're not really sharing about your own needs, or you're not asking them about their needs, because you would definitely, I mean, I feel like men and women were so different that we're just going to, you know, not match up on a lot of things. And so I just feel like there's something to what Gary Oliver was saying about how conflict leads to intimacy. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying you go around fighting each other all the time, but to me, there would be some form of conflict. You got to be willing to have the hard conversations.
Yeah.
And so do you and Tiff, would you say you dive in, you say, hey, we got to talk about this.
We, we're definitely very different. She's a bit more of the withdrawer. I'm the pursuer kind of when it comes to conflict. So we definitely have had to learn that dance of, okay, you need some space, which actually is really good for me, because I didn't like, if I would give myself a little time to process this, the conversation's probably going to go a little bit better.
Okay.
And then she's really, I think, learned, and has done an awesome job over the years of, hey, kind of almost making that appointment. Like, I need a little time here, but tonight we'll go on a walk and let's talk about it.
Or I gotcha.
Tomorrow. So it doesn't feel like we're never going to address this kind of thing. Because otherwise I'm like the little puppy that's following around and we're like, hey, can we talk about this? And I'm like, no, this isn't a good time. Like, we need some space.
I love that, setting the appointment. So, because I'm a pursuer too, and you are too. So, and typically the two attract to one another,
right?
Like
usually
withdrawer and pursuer.
Exactly.
And so the pursuer is always pursuing, the withdrawer is always getting annoyed by the pursuer.
Right.
Or, and then the withdrawer is annoying the pursuer because they're withdrawing. And so there's all of that.
Yes.
But I love that idea of, as a pursuer, if I knew, if you said, hey, I can't talk about it right now, I got to withdraw and I got to process. Then I'd be, but we'll talk about it tomorrow or tonight. Or I'd be like, okay, I can handle that.
I think it's a game changer when, and I don't know that we always say this to couples and relationships, when you realize it's not whether or not you're going to have conflict. It's what you're going to do with that conflict, that idea of how are we going to work through it. That's what makes you healthy.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we get this idea of like, healthy is, can we complete each other? We're just going to like perfectly live in harmony all the time. Like, no, like we're going to deal with the hard stuff and we're going to come out on the other side of it by God's grace, and we'll be connected even more through it.
Well, the last thing that on here is talking about how it's not just about communication, because everyone will say communication is, you know, number one key, but really it's conflict resolution. Mm-hmm. Like, we can talk all day long and have all kinds of communication, but it's the conflict resolution that's going to make it happen.
That's the magic.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.
90.9 KLRC.
Happy birthday!
This is just so exciting.
Let's keep this party going.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey, happy birthday.
All right, so it's Thursday, April 18th. We've got some birthdays to celebrate today with the Marketplace Grill Birthday Bash.
That's right, celebrating today, Leighton Hubbard, 18, officially an adult today in Decatur, and Hannah McGraw turning 10, double digits in Centerton, and also double digits, Joanna Sharon Mohan in Bentonville.
Sutton Still turned 7 years old in Farmington today. Happy birthday. And Noah Oberman, 11, in Bella Vista as well today. And the randomizer has picked out a winner for us. Hey, Noah.
Hey.
Hey, it's Mark and Christy with KLRC Radio. We're calling to tell you happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
Is it 11 today, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have any big plans for your birthday?
Not really. We're having schmoppers over tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
Well, we just wanted you to know you're the winner of our Marketplace Grill Birthday Bash, and we want to hook you up with a gift card to the Marketplace Grill.
Sound good?
Yeah, thanks.